All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the August 7th meeting of the Diversity, Civility, and Inclusion Working Group. Everybody is welcome to participate in this working group and our other technical working groups and open source projects. Please abide by the antitrust policy and the community code of conduct. So for agenda today, that's posted on the wiki and linked in the chat here. I should navigate over to the DCI working group chat on chat.hyperledger.org. And I will.
Oh, right. Thanks for the reminder. Yes.
Yes. Sorry. I pasted that in the other chat before you were probably connected to that, Karsten.
Yeah, that makes sense. Let me get over there.
So Kirsten's navigating over there so that he can take notes. One thing that was sort of a tentative item on the agenda was whether we had anybody who could give an intro or update on possible chaos interaction. I think I missed it. Yes.
I think Rye, if he was here, would be the best person to respond. I think he's been going to some of the chaos meetings.
Okay. And chaos is a Linux Foundation thing?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So maybe we'll pencil him in for a future meeting, and I'll go ahead and drop chaos down into the backlog for now. All right, so we've got two main work products that we're cracking away at here. One is the community questionnaire, and then the other is the blog post. So I think first up we have the questionnaire. So Tracy, would you like to discuss that?
Sure. So I just put a link in the chat so you can get to the questions. Basically, these are the questions that we've come up with and made some modifications to after the initial developer survey that we did. It looks like Dan and Swetha have made some comments here. So thank you for that. And I don't know how you want to go through this. Do you want to go through the individual sections? You just want to go through the comments? And what is the thought here for the people on the call?
Well, maybe let's just have a high-level discussion what we want to get out of the questionnaire first, and then let's maybe move after that to clarifications on individual things, or if feel like something needs discussion before we accept a modification.
Okay.
I don't see the link.
You don't see the link.
The link is in chat.hyperledger.org. We can probably also paste it in the Zoom chat. I can paste it in there. There you go.
All right, so I guess the first section, I guess when we originally did this, there was a few things that we wanted to get out of this survey. One was just a general feel for people's familiarity with blockchain, you know, kind of what their level of experience was, how they were using it, which particular technologies other than Hyperledger technologies were they using. The second section was specifically focused on Hyperledger itself, right? So how did people find out about Hyperledger? You know, what is their familiarity with it, the projects that they've been using, whether they've contributed in any way, shape, or form, be it to the projects, the documentation, the source code, and where they go to find answers for questions that they have regarding Hyperledger. We had questions around working groups and SIGs that people participated in or were interested in participating in. And then the project-specific meetings that existed. So those were kind of the general Hyperledger questions. And then our third section was focused on like how do people interact in the Hyperledger community, right? So chat, mailing lists, those sorts of things. You know, Jira, obviously, you know, and then other ways that might not be Hyperledger specific ways that they might actually want to get information about. Then section four was really focused on developers and trying to understand who our developers were. So at that point, obviously, we're still looking to get additional contributors into the different Hyperledger projects and trying to understand where people might actually contribute, what their expertise was, what they wanted to maybe potentially learn, and then how they actually go about developing. And then the last section was kind of our focus on things that were related to demographics, right? So who they are, where they live, who they work for, those sorts of things. So that's kind of what the initial questions were focused on. You know, I guess the question here is, do we still want to focus on those sorts of things, or do we have additional or other things that we think we should be focusing on as we send out a survey to the community?
So
go ahead.
I refuse to talk. You have to talk now.
Damn it. I fooled myself. I should have waited longer. No. So yeah, just a quick background on the survey question and part of this, I apologize because Tracy, I don't know your background or details in the sense of who has expertise on conducting surveys and make sure that we're, you know, answering and asking questions in the right kind of way and doing something so that we can come back year over year with the same set of questions and all that kind of thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was definitely the original intent, right? That this was sort of a yearly questionnaire sort of thing. So Karsten, just to introduce myself, I currently work for Accenture. Previously, I worked for Hyperledger. For the Linux Foundation, I was the Hyperledger community architect, and I recently moved over to Accenture. So my background kind of with this questionnaire is that I was the one who put the original questionnaire together back in 2017. Right. And sent the questionnaire to the developer community. So not all in the community actually received this. It was really focused on developers and trying to get a feel for who those developers were and kind of, you know, the level of expertise and knowledge of Hyperledger. So, you know, I think this questionnaire was intended to be a yearly thing. Obviously, it's been 2 years since we sent this out. So at this point, I think, you know, it's potentially worthwhile to just start this from scratch and think about the sorts of things that we want to capture now and focus in on, you know, making sure that we have some consistent schedule that we want to release this on so that we can see what sort of progress or what sort of changes are happening in the community.
Right. So, and just in terms of, and the last part, I guess, for me is just the expertise in creating and conducting surveys so our questions are worded in a useful way so we can data science way and so forth. I'm sorry, I'm not asking this question properly because partly I don't really understand this area. I just know that it's really nice when I've got help on it.
Yeah, so I'm definitely not an expert in survey questions or creating surveys. This was my best guess at, you know, bringing...
It looks good to me, but I'm like, I don't know better. So.
Yeah, bringing a technology geek in and creating survey questions is probably not the best way to go.
And you're right, Karsten. I've worked with people on previous surveys, and you're right. There's kind of an art to it, to do it in a way where you can draw conclusions from the data and okay. stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so if we're going to consider redoing this from scratch, which, like you said, maybe it might not be palatable normally to do that, but since it's been a couple of years sort of thing, we can just say, hey, you know what? We're just going to do it from zero. Then we can do it with bring in some help.
So I keep mentioning this. We have our research team has drafted a survey that we already have in the field that focuses specifically on questions that will help us understand the diversity and inclusion aspect of the Hyperledger community or the blockchain community in general. I mean, my concern with this with the questions that we have here is that it's kind of a catch-all. So there's overlap with the brand survey that I think the marketing team has done. But I also, I want to make sure that we're getting to the root of the makeup of the community.
Yeah.
And what issues potentially they may have been experiencing as a participant in the community, how they would like to see things evolve and change to create the, you know, the inclusive atmosphere that we're striving for. So I'm just wondering if we're not taking this too far afield.
Able to share what those questions are, Lisa, so we can look at them and see if we want to incorporate them?
Sure. Let's see.
Or do we have? Is anybody from that team available to consult?
consult in what way?
Yeah, well, I just meant like or you as a conduit. Yeah, or you as a conduit to getting, getting things back.
You're saying you have this. Basically, you're saying you have these survey questions that seem to be well vetted and really good. If we're going to use them, then how can we use them? Like, how can we access that? How can we use them? So either the person that drafted them could get involved in this effort, or maybe sharing the actual questions with us and we can incorporate them.
Sorry, Karen, I'm having a hard time hearing you, but the project is mine.
Okay.
Yay. We're talking to the right person. That's great.
And the type of questions you're talking about seem useful. Like you had talked about getting at people's experience. That was going to be my feedback. I'd really want to hear from people. Has your experience in Hyperledger been positive or negative? Have you been welcomed or not? That sort of thing.
Yeah. So, Elisa, if you have the list of questions, if you want to just add a wiki page in parallel to the one that's up there, and then we can maybe do some sort of side by side and see if we want to pick one over the other or somehow shuffle them together.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out the best way for me to get them. It's in a Word document, and I'm just wondering if I can cut and paste in a new.
Yeah, that should work, Elisa. I took my questions from a Google Doc and just copied and pasted it into a wiki page, and the formatting was fairly good.
Okay, just give me one sec.
Yeah, because I could see us being able to looking at the differences between the sets, and then maybe less of like a merging exercise, and maybe more like an idea exercise of looking to see is the idea behind this question on our original survey, is that an idea we still want to capture and information we still want to know, whatever it is. Does that appear to be present in the other set? And if not, then maybe we can have a short list of things that we're saying these seem to be things that are missing, or we want to see how they're covered. Then we can kind of look at a survey data science viewpoint on how to actually do that, so the questions are worded best.
Well, and we tried to align. So Accenture, I'm trying to figure out how do I get this in here, guys. Any thoughts?
Do you
just create a new page and paste it in? So if you go underneath like the developer survey and click create, it should be able to just create a blank page for you. And then you should just be able to paste right in there.
Okay. Sorry, I'm not seeing that as an option. I got a new laptop today, so I'm
There's a blue bar along the top of the page the wiki, and is there a create button in the middle?
Nope, it says spaces, projects, groups, labs, events, community.
Make sure you're logged in. I just discovered I wasn't logged in either. I'm like, yeah.
And of course, I don't remember what my Hyperledger login is.
Alisa, is the document somewhere I can get to that?
Here, I'm gonna send it to you. Sorry, to finish the thought I'd started, we have an enormous initiative around diversity and inclusion as Accenture as a whole. So we tried to model some of the questions we were asking to those questions so we could actually have a basis of comparison to the technology industry as a whole. We wanted to see kind of where blockchain fit with other experiences. So what I've sent to Tracy, and hopefully she can do better than me at getting it onto the wiki, these are just the fundamental survey questions. We also do qualitative interviews. Dan, I think you've already done yours. Because we want to have verbatims, we want to have people's real experiences that we can draw into the mix.
All right, so I created a page. I just copied what was there so we can take a look at it.
So maybe the best thing to do is let's have everybody read it offline and then provide some feedback. But maybe today we can still just get to a high level consensus on the direction. And I think maybe restating a little bit of what Lisa already said is that with the overlap with some of the marketing style questions, there might be some things that we want to thin down from the original Hyperledger survey, and maybe there's some broader demographic questions on the Accenture survey. I think my goal for the DCI initiative, at least, it would be understanding primarily the demographics and things that relate to inclusion, like how David was saying, how people felt about their involvement. And maybe at the risk of missing out on some information, but to the benefit of getting people to actually get all the way through a survey, avoid some of the questions that might be further out of scope from that focus.
Yeah, in fact, looking at the, can we go ahead and just say that our survey is really only going to be about community, the demographics of community makeup and completely skip all the rest of the bits? If we're trying to get people to answer multiple surveys, is it better to have it be one survey than have to keep going back and hassling them multiple times? Or I'm not sure which problem is to solve there.
You know, my concern is if we make this too labor intensive, that you just won't get the numbers that we're looking for in order to have the data set for baselining this.
Yeah.
So yeah. I think that there are things about the overall community and the impressions of the community and the Hyperledger community brand that are relevant here. But for me personally, understanding people's experiences and attitudes, I think is equally important at this point to understand what have they experienced to date and what do they want to see.
Karen, you had recently run a survey for the social SIG, the social, forgetting the proper name, but could you relate some of your experiences with operating that survey?
That was pretty, it was pretty simple. I mean, I just worked with some of the SIG members to come up with the questions. From a smaller community, we were just trying to figure out what the community members, and I'm sorry if I cut out, I'm going into a tunnel on a train. So we were trying to figure out, you know, who's in our community and what do they want to do, essentially. With having the survey be just about what the DCI,
you're breaking up all the way now.
You still hear me?
Maybe we can come back to Karen after she's come out the other end.
I think what she was trying to say is that the survey was pretty targeted to the people that were already joining the call, and was asking what directionally we should be doing as the social impact SIG. So it was, you know, pretty simple, 10 question, you know, get to the heart of what that a very focused community would want to continue to do, and just ranking priorities. This, I think, is different because we're sending it out to the broader community that, yes, is participating in Hyperledger, but may or may not have an interest in how we are approaching diversity and inclusion.
Yeah. Okay, good. So let's go ahead then and between this meeting and the next, provide feedback on the wiki across both of those surveys, and we'll see if we can get to a common one. It's probably good to have some design in mind, because we can probably refactor this thing indefinitely. So how do people feel about, let's get to the end of August as a deadline, so it'll give us one or two more meetings to discuss it. So let's go ahead and say maybe two more meetings to discuss it and then finalize.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, and I'm not necessarily going to make a call for a consensus now, but it's sounding to me like we're getting toward the direction of I guess what essentially what Alyssa said about just narrowing the scope down to just being the questions around around diversity and inclusion and sense of inclusion and all the other pieces, and maybe we can get something that's a tight enough set of questions that it doesn't take more than 5 minutes really to answer. And then just be straightforward about with people what the purpose is and why we want that data and what we're doing to help protect their, you know, protect the privacy and just all the details in it that anybody might be concerned about. And just be, in that way, all conversations about it going forward are just focused in on that. It's not trying to like bury it as part of anything else, and that might distract from it.
Hi, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I'm in a tunnel arriving in DC. What I was saying is the survey that Tracy put out was under just a totally different effort. It wasn't part of a DCI effort. It was really part of a getting to know our developer community effort. So I think it's really just a decision point of, is this just a DCI survey, right? This working group does, or is a developer survey something that the TSC wants to do, and it makes sense that this be a part of that so that you're not doing two surveys to the community, right? Because you're reaching out to the same people.
Yeah, definitely don't want to over-survey people.
So if the TSC wants to do a larger developer survey, that's what Tracy worked on. That's why it's much more broad. And it could include a demographic portion. Or we as a working group are just going to do our own survey, just like I did a survey of the SIG, but it's a little different because that was just with the SIG members, whereas this is actually going out to the broader community that's not in the SIG.
I would like there to be one survey, and the TSC isn't, it's certainly not on anybody's radar there to initiate another survey. It would be good if this survey that we're initiating encompasses what we think would be useful to the TSC, but only insofar as it doesn't just make it, you know, a gargantuan thing for somebody to churn through. I think some of those questions, though, are relevant to us understanding the community, like are these developers that we're talking to, or are they, you know, one of the other classifications on that list? And then we can probably figure out, well, how detailed do we want that answer to be? You know, are you guys using Clojure or C++? Yeah, maybe those get to be too detailed. I don't know.
Well, I think actually understanding their involvement in the technology or their sophistication level is relevant, because I want to understand, you know, what their experience might be. And does that differ depending on where they are in that spectrum?
I think maybe the questions are, though, are you a developer? Yes, no, right? Or what is your field of expertise, right? Which is an open-ended question. And being able to tell, like, I'm an engineer, I'm an architect, I'm a program manager, I'm a marketer, I'm a something else, right? Those are two different sorts of questions, and I think knowing what level of detail that we're looking for is probably important. I also think that on the questionnaire, it's really important to understand from the community or from the people who are willing to participate in the survey, like, have you ever participated in a Hyperledger project where you felt like you weren't included, right? And I could say yes to that question, right? And I can also say no to that question, right? Like, there are projects where I have felt like, get out of my house, right? And then I felt like, hey, door's open, come on in and please participate, right? And so I think we need to know from that diversity and inclusion perspective where we are on that scale of, you know, are you welcome here or do you feel like you're not welcome here?
Now I want you to name names.
Nope.
I want inclusion on Tracy's blacklist.
it was this guy named Dan. He's a TSC. Oh, I mean.
Okay. Do we have anybody that has experience or is connected to somebody with experience on survey structure that can tell us what are too many questions? What are too few questions? Sort of the mechanics that Karsten was getting at.
I've definitely done a bunch of surveys as part of my role, but we can certainly tap into Accenture's research team.
Cool.
You know, on this, so the survey that I've just sent you has 17 questions, but because you typically want to do roughly 10. But if they're easy multiple choice, that it really is somebody just kind of flying through, and looking, you know, looking and ranking what they might be thinking about.
Okay, good. All right. Well, let's do this then. Let's go through offline both of those surveys, and we meet every other week, but what I'd like us to do is just all commit to reviewing them and providing feedback by this time next week, so that maybe a subset of us could look at trying to create the amalgam of questions for the following week. where we actually do meet face-to-face. So, deadline to do the first cut review is the 14th next week. Part of getting working groups to be successful seems to be getting progress offline in between meetings, especially when we meet every other week. And also sort of an inclusivity thing that most of the communication decision-making happens in a forum like the wiki or the mail list where people spend this time to be involved. So get feedback into the wiki forums by the 14th, and then maybe we'll look at if there's enough feedback there that we can generate like the third questionnaire that's the amalgam of the two for discussion on the 21st. Does that sound good to people?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So not on the agenda, but I had somebody ping me offline just now, or DM me, and mention that we do have the TSC election imminent, and one of the things that really sparked this DCI conversation was the observation last year that we didn't have any female contributors self-nominate to be on the TSC. So this time when we put the announcement out for the TSC election, we want to make sure that it encompasses the right kind of DCI verbiage so that people who are leaders in the community feel empowered to step up and offer to be more formally leading the community through the TSC.
Can I propose an addition to that, or I'm going to propose it actually, that at least for this year, when all of this is brand new, that maybe the people on this, at least on this committee, commit to trying to seek out at least one person in the community to encourage to run. Just a back channel conversation. Hey, you seem to really be in charge of this over here and interested in that and thinking strategic. Would you be interested in stepping forward for the TSC, you know, and particularly go look for people who we aren't, who, you know, faces we're not seeing up there.
Tracy, can you be my one? Can I encourage you for the TSC?
Darn it, that was me.
As long as Swetha can be my one.
Alyssa's mine. Alyssa's mine.
Now, hold on. I don't really know anybody else except you folks. You can't take everybody here.
I think that is a great suggestion, Karsten. I know I've already been doing that behind the scenes, and I think that may even be more effective than whatever the verbiage is that we could contribute to the election announcement.
Cool. So I've never identified as a female, but my limited understanding is sometimes while males may be eager to step up and self-nominate, females may be less likely. So we might want to make sure that you can either self-nominate or be nominated by someone.
I think that's already part of the part of it, isn't it, Mark? To allow anybody to nominate others.
I think it is. I just wanted to be clear, you know, and that maybe if we're talking to our ones about running, you know, we offer to nominate if they don't feel comfortable nominating themselves.
That sounds like a good way to put your support behind somebody for sure.
Hey, I wanted
to. Tough if you're running yourself, but I'd like to nominate myself and Tracy.
I wanted to jump in here and get your feedback on something. I'm channeling Salona in this, and I may be not wording it correctly the way she put it to me, but I think the main interest here is expanding the scope of the TSC away from the technical part and focusing more on the steering part. I think the TSC is a little bit of a misnomer. In the sense that it's the primary governing body of the community itself. I mean, like the community-sourced governing body. So it's not necessarily focused directly on technical, obviously, right? Like we've talked about project strategy, and we've talked about marketing strategy. There's a lot of things that come up in the TSC calls. So maybe the language in the invitation explicitly calls out that we're looking for people from the entire community, not just developers, despite the name Technical Steering Committee. And I mean, short of changing the name of the committee itself, I think we may have to just explicitly call that out, because I know that Salona has been really big about bringing up and highlighting the work of everybody in this community, whether it be translators, whether it be project managers, whether it be, you know, bug hunters, you know, not just necessarily people who commit code. And she has directed Rye and myself to look more into the sources of contribution rather than just scanning the repos for the emails on the commits. And so I propose that this invitation includes some kind of language like that. And due to the timely nature, we're supposed to open the nomination process tomorrow, which I don't think is going to happen because we don't have a full list yet. I would propose we try to word something quickly, like today or tomorrow.
Community leaders?
Yeah, from this committee.
Well, and I appreciate the idea there of trying to encompass a breadth of contribution in thinking about who we're reaching out to. I wouldn't want to overstate an aspect of that, though. One of the things that I've made a point of with the governing board recently is the value of being perceived as a developer-led open source organization. There's a lot of open source organizations that are led by a company or companies, and those tend not to have the same respect with the broader developer community. And the consequence of that is when consuming companies that might want to pick up a blockchain technology, when those engineers are tasked to go out and find technologies that they respect, you know, they're less likely to pick from Joe's blockchain service than they are from, oh, here's a community-driven, developer-led open source project. So one of the values I think is being that developer leadership.
This is a usual kind of friction though that comes up in projects about that I think we're dancing around a little bit, which is the value of a contribution and so forth. But what do you think that if something was called a contributor-led community instead of a developer-led community, would that have the same cachet?
I think that we can water it down by being too diffuse with contributions. I think it's good to have on-ramps. And I've been thinking about writing up a note or blog post or something on this, thinking about on-ramps, that it's important for us to have ways to get people involved in the community that aren't just, you know, going right into core development. But those on-ramps have to lead somewhere productive. And
but documentation isn't productive. Social marketing and awareness isn't productive. I mean, how are we? I understand where you're coming from, but also I think it's revealing a prejudice that says that code is king and that anything that's not code is an on-ramp toward code. And you know, that's I think that it's like open source culture. We've begun to move beyond that in terms of what people are looking for.
I'm not quite going to that extreme. One thing that I'm thinking about is some of the activities that we've had haven't led to any sort of productive output, and they tend to be like discussion groups. And that's a pretty diffuse kind of contribution. There's nothing material that comes from it. Whereas something like documentation, yeah, that there's an artifact that's been produced by that. There's something material there. So I wouldn't say that I'm encouraging developers to the exclusion of other kinds of contribution. I think it's good to have a mix on the TSC, but I also don't want to water down the notion of being a developer-led organization to the point that it's not including a strong developer or strong material contribution.
This is Daniela. I agree with that comment, Dan, right? The goal is to bring more diversity into the technical community, not to change the composition of the technical community and its leaders, right? It's like two different solutions. Like, I think we need to be focused on bringing, just from a gender perspective, let's talk just gender, there's other type of diversity, but from a gender perspective is bringing women who are developers, who have the skill sets, who are involved in the community, who are contributing to become leaders of our community, not necessarily change, you know, the kind of leaders that we're looking for, specifically for the TSC. There's a lot of great opportunities for leadership across the project.
Yeah, I like that idea of saying technical, you know, I mean, because I think that's a pretty key part of this, that we're talking about a technical contribution, which can take many forms. You know, that seems like maybe that's a possible nuance to look at.
Okay, cool. So given that this is like a let's do this tomorrow thing, and from history, I think any committee usually takes more than a day to respond with something. What kind of feedback and in what timeline are you looking for specifically? And I will point at, I don't know, Hughesby, since it looks like he's got a hand up.
No, my hand was up just because of my comment earlier. Dan, I'm going to push back. I think like looking at the reality of our community, if we do want to get more female engagement, we need to include like project management and other forms of leadership in our community, since that is, from my perspective, the majority of the female contribution in our community comes in that form.
Ouch. Sorry. That hurts, Dave.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to state facts as I see it now. I'm not trying to make a generalization about women. I was just trying to say, like, that's a technical skill as well, is my point. I apologize if I hurt someone's feelings. Tracy.
So, yeah, and I don't want to spend our remaining time on, this is a good philosophical discussion. So,
yeah, I just want to make sure that all of the women present in our community feel like they are eligible to nominate or be nominated. Right, I don't think we should do anything to exclude anyone, and limiting it to, say, documentation or code contributions, just on the surface, says we're going to eliminate some part of our community from being eligible. And I don't think we should eliminate anybody who shows up, honestly.
And the challenge is that this is less philosophical and just more like the dynamic. It's not our fault that the majority of people who are coding developers are not women. It's a situation that we're dealing with. So how are we going to deal with it?
That's the point I'm trying to get at, right? Is like, let's look at the world as it is right now, and how do we get more female contribution in the technical steering committee right now? Like, who are the women in our community that exist right now, and how do we include them?
Yeah. How I would phrase it is, we want the strongest technical leaders from the community to be composed of that. And I want to make sure that anybody who's a strong technical leader feels welcome to participate there. But before we spend more back and forth discussion on that, we do have to talk about the actual...
keep in mind, this is about nominations. They still have to be elected. Right?
Sure, so, that's true.
The community will decide if they're strong or not.
Exactly.
People who are on the contributors list doesn't mean that they contributed like the most amazing line of code. They could have just contributed some little thing.
That's a good point, Karen.
So while we're on this, Dave, you mentioned that the call for nominations was supposed to go out tomorrow.
It is.
I'm assuming that you need to be able to vote in order to be able to nominate yourself, or is that not a requirement?
That is true. And Ryan and I are currently like going as hard as fast as we can to get that list together. We're able to pull from all the repos easily. And we have last year's list for the working groups that we can, you know, then augment by reaching out to the working group chairs. But that's going to take at least a day or two to get some feedback from the working group people.
Okay, well, that's so, where I was going, is as the working group chair for performance and scale, I hadn't seen anything yet. So
right.
I wanted to make sure we weren't excluded.
No, the community architects kind of dropped the ball on this one this year. Last year we had started 6 weeks ahead, and now we're starting 6 hours ahead, it seems like. So we're playing catch up at this point.
Are special interest groups included, or because they're not under the technical steering committee?
Correct. They're not included.
I don't have an answer for that. Yeah. That's a TSC kind of thing, right? I don't get to decide that.
They're not.
Yeah. So the specific ask here, though, is for this working group to help generate some language for the announcement of the vote. And sounds like tomorrow-ish is a deadline, or can you get more specific there?
Well, Dan, Ryan and I have been waiting for you to get out of this meeting so we can have a talk with you to get some TSC clearance, because we were going to report back to you exactly where we are on getting that list and how much time we probably need to get a full list. Okay. So it's likely it's not going to go out tomorrow, because I want to give the working group chairs a fair shot at telling us, although we're going to have an ongoing form for eligibility nomination. So like if you're a working group person and you didn't get back to us, there's going to be a form where you can say, no, here are all the people in my working group, right? So we can add them kind of as we go. I know that's very messy. So I was going to talk to you like, how important is it that we go out tomorrow, right? Because if it's not, then I would say let's delay it a week and give us a solid week to get the working group list together.
It's more important that we do it right than that we do it quickly.
That's what I assume. So
yeah. So let's assume, though, as a working group, that even if this note doesn't go out until a week from now, that we need to have the text out in advance of that, so that the announcement can go out when the rest of the pieces are ready. So can we maybe say by the end of the week to send, I don't know how we want to try to mush together all the verbiage.
Can we do like a Google Doc or somewhere that we can murder and comment all over the place? Would that work? Or does that work in the wiki? I'm not sure yet.
We can do it in the wiki.
Okay.
There's shared editing in the wiki, but we can also use a Google Doc.
The
problem with the wiki is that it's public.
Oh, okay, that's true.
Right. I mean, we can make things private, but it's not easy. It's not like a Google Doc where it starts private.
Yeah, I think in this case, it might make sense for us to give us a chance to have the most honest conversation amongst ourselves and to avoid anything, you know, looking stupid. Maybe we should do it as a Google Doc privately before we put the language out.
Okay, so let's do that. Dave, could you create a Google Doc and seed it with last year's announcement? And then that might be the easiest way to iterate and say, all right, well, we need to add a couple words here, take out a couple words there.
Right. I'll send it out on the DCI working group mailing list as soon as it's created.
Okay, cool. So I was afraid we weren't going to have enough conversation here to fill the time, but we're going to quickly run over here. So I'm going to quickly switch to the blog post. We want a blog post to come out as soon as possible after we create a project or a working group. So thanks to, and can you help me with the pronunciation? I've heard Swetha and Swetha when people have spoken to you.
Oh, Swetha is how you pronounce it, but really I respond to almost all of them. I understand names are hard.
Okay, Swetha?
Yeah, Swetha.
Okay. Thank you, Swetha. Okay, so thanks to Swetha for generating the first draft on the blog. I've gone in and provided some edits and comments and so forth. I haven't looked back to see if others have yet. Is there anything that you would like to say about that, Swetha, as far as the process here?
Yeah, so I have to say, because I came into a lot of these discussions a little bit later, so a lot of what I wrote is more stuff that I listened to or found in terms of like context. So there definitely could be other moments or other things that we want to highlight that I just completely missed. So you know, feel free to like add that in. I think, Dan, I saw some of your edits. I did like them a lot. They kind of, I felt, put things in a better perspective. So I would say I'm coming in from a perspective, like an outsider perspective, and I also wrote it kind of like that. So if there are ways you want to change that, go for it. Or if there are any other questions, I can also answer them. Yeah.
Cool. One thing that occurred to me after I'd stepped away from the document is maybe we want a little bit of a call to action in there, and I don't remember if that was in there or not.
Yeah, I was thinking about the same thing when I was writing it, and then I wasn't sure. When we say call to action, what are we asking? Are we asking people to kind of step up in the community and try to, like, you know, be inclusive on their own, or are we asking them to join the working group? They kind of are two slightly different things. And I mean, I just had a, like a little bit at the very end saying, you know, we welcome all contributors, please join. And then, you know, this is when we do it, but are we really trying to push it? Or like there's different kind of messages there.
So this is our first big public statement. What do we want to do with that? And I guess we've only got a couple minutes left, and people are putting together their thoughts here.
I think it should be both an announcement and a call to action. Doesn't have to be one or the other, right?
Yeah, I jumped in there.
No, I just, go ahead. I was just going to say, we're not just doing this to pat ourselves on the back, right? We're doing it.
No, I think the number one goal is to get people into the mix. You know, you only get one announcement, basically, and that the goal should be, come check us out. This of all the communities in Hyperledger, this one is the most inclusive by design and definition. You know, everybody has a responsibility to understand what's going on here and to make sure that we're executing according to plan. So hopefully we can get people, you know, to join the calls and participate.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I had a look at it, Swetha. I think it's it covers a lot of what we want it to cover. Maybe the piece at the end could be just stronger in saying, you know, come join us. And maybe even a call to provide feedback to the members directly if you're uncomfortable, you know, sharing it on the mailing list or the chat forum, right? We want to make things better, so if things aren't good for you, let us know.
Okay. I think that sounds reasonable. That gives me a little more of like a concrete direction or what to add.
I mean, ideally, we would be able to link the survey to the blog, too.
I don't know that we'll be ready with the survey, because ideally, we want this blog to go out as soon as we can, and if we're saying it's going to take us maybe a month to get the survey put together, unless people think like it's better to hold off on the announcement for a month to try to funnel all that.
I think I would try to take advantage of a push into the market.
Or is there a benefit from being heard from on a regular cadence? Like, here's our announcement, here's a month later, here's a survey, you know, here's a month later, here's the results from the survey.
Yeah, I think it'd be better to keep us forefront by putting out the groups formed. You know, we talk about having a new survey and then in another few weeks or months, whenever it is, say, here's the survey, please participate, your feedback is very valuable.
Yeah,
you know, maybe another call to action that we could have here is not necessarily participating in the working group, but, you know, come give us your feedback in some way on what your experience has been. It'd be similar to what we're trying to get out of the survey, but it would be more free form.
Yes, but I think that's harder to track. Personally, me as a marketer, I would do the blog announcement and survey link all in one. I understand what you're saying about the regular cadence, but I do think that there's an element of, we're going to want to follow up and say, have you filled this out yet? You know, here's the deadline, et cetera, and then release the results.
Okay, well, we will leave Elisa with the last word there. We are a minute over. Thanks for everybody's time here. And I guess that's it for today.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks, everyone.